Forecasting process. Here are the basic steps in the forecasting process. Determine purpose. For example, it could be to determine demand for production, capacity requirements, or staffing levels. Set level of aggregation and units of measure. Specify total sales in units or dollars, product families, products, or SKUs, stock keeping units. Select horizon and planning bucket. The horizon can be long, medium, or short term. The planning bucket is the period being forecasted, for example, quarterly, monthly, weekly, daily. Horizon aggregation and units are interrelated and are very important to get right. A long-term horizon, years or quarters, usually uses total sales in dollars. Medium-term, quarters or months, uses product families in units. And short-term, weeks or days, uses products or SKUs in units. Gather and visualize the data. Collect the data and organize them using the planning bucket chosen. Then put the data in chart form to reveal trends, seasonality, or random variation. Visualizing helps in selecting the right forecasting technique. Choose the forecasting technique. One or a combination of methods may work best for the combination of purpose, aggregation, time horizon, data availability, trend, and where the data fall on the stable dynamic continuum. Prepare the data for the technique. For example, if there is seasonality, it should be temporarily removed prior to forecasting. Test the forecast using historical data. Since periods in the past already have actual results, you can forecast using, say, June data to produce a July forecast, and then compare it to what actually happened in July. Forecast. After making adjustments as needed, start using the forecast. If seasonality was removed for forecasting, add it back in before preparing reports that include ranges of confidence levels. Achieve consensus on the forecast. For example, the sales and operations planning process is used to get everyone to agree to plan and execute using the same forecast numbers. This is called a one-number system. Continuously improve. Monitor error levels and set policies for when error levels are too high. When they are, refine communications, data, or processes and techniques.